The story of the resurrection comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Last week, we closed our service in darkness as we told the story of the crucifixion, and Jesus said, "It is finished." It must have seemed like the end of everything, but love does not stop with death. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them loved Jesus, and their love did not stop with his death. They went to his tomb at early dawn to anoint his body with spices, because even if that body was cold and lifeless, they had to do something with their grief. Many of us sat in these pews on Friday and said goodbye to one of our own. Over the decades of Jack Cranson's faithful, quiet passion for this church, we ate with him, we laughed with him, we sang with him, we prayed with him, we fixed things with him, we walked with him, and we hoped in the coming of Christ with him. And our love for Jack Cranson does not stop with his death. God's love for creation does not stop with the death of any atom of creation. God loves the world, and God loves God's Son, and loves the world enough to have given that Son. No matter how much it broke God's heart to see the world condemn Jesus, no matter how much it broke God's heart to watch God's only Son die. Christ's life for the world did not stop even with his own death. He came back to the same world that mocked and tortured and killed him. He came back to offer that same world grace. Our love for God will not stop with our deaths. We will love God when the Holy Spirit sweeps us up to join our Lord in paradise, and we will love God when the trumpet sounds on the last day. Love does not stop with death. In fact, there is a love that begins with death. As N.T. Wright said in The Surprise of Resurrection, Jesus is raised. Therefore, God's new world has begun. And therefore, we, you, and everybody else are invited to be not only beneficiaries of that new world, but participants in making it happen. It's not attested in Scripture, but I like to think that it was raining as Christ was laid in the tomb, that it only stopped raining at dawn on the day of the resurrection. I like to think that the rain was God weeping for the creation that God had so lovingly formed. Tears for God's Son. Tears for those left behind to grieve. And I like to think that, like God said at the beginning, I like to think that just before dawn on the morning of the resurrection, God said, "Let there be light." And there Jesus was, the light of the world. And I like to think that as the new dawn shone through the last drops of God's tears, a great big rainbow spread across the heavens, a new covenant, a new sign, a new promise of resurrection for all of creation, because there is nothing that does not fall within the spectrum of that rainbow. That new covenant of the resurrection is for all of us. If we were brave enough to go down to the tomb like the women, that covenant is for us. If we were still stunned and hiding like the other disciples, and too overwhelmed to hear the gospel news as anything other than an idle tale, that covenant is still for us. If we were the soldiers set to guard the tomb, scoffing at the faith of anyone who would believe in Jesus, that covenant is still for us. Even if we were in the crowd that condemned Jesus to die, or if we were the men who hammered the nails into his flesh, that covenant is still for us. If we were not born until thousands of years later, that covenant is still for us. The covenant is for us. The covenant is for all of us. The grace of God has no exceptions, and not even death can stop God's love for us.